It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. During the last 30 years, I've done a lot of work with organizations focused on ending homelessness. It's a complex challenge that takes a lot of persistence and a lot of creativity. Right now, my focus is on ending youth homelessness in Central Florida. I've created and pitched an edgy campaign to a group of top community leaders. In today's episode, Nick and I talk about my process and the struggles I had to overcome in order to create a campaign that will open people's eyes, hearts, and minds to the plight of young, unhoused people in our community. It's a peek behind the scenes. Check it out. I am trying to create a campaign to end youth homelessness in Central Florida. And I've got to walk that very fine line between inspiring people to action and making people feel terrible about themselves. Because the whole essence of this is it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable that we have a couple hundred kids every day in Central Florida who don't have homes and are living in cars and living in garages and living on people's couches and living on the streets. And you get to a point where you've got to do something, right? But how do you inspire the people of the community to act on something they haven't chosen to act on yet? Well, one, I have to assume they don't know about it. They don't know enough about it to be as enraged as I am about it. Two, I don't care. I just need them to know and do something about it. So I agreed. I was asked by my friends at the Homeless Services Network to consider helping them create a campaign. And I got together with a group of young people from the Youth Action Society, which is a part of the Homeless Services Network. And we brainstormed. We brainstormed who we're talking to, why we're doing this, what we want them to know, think, feel, do. And it was a beautiful day where we gathered all this information. And then I went off into my little cocoon and I poked all that information in and I spent a couple weeks thinking and imagining and doing some research on what's being done around the country and on what's not being done around the country, around the world. And then I came up with a campaign and pitched it to my friends at the Homeless Services Network and they loved it. And they said, okay, are you willing to present this now to our community leaders, to our board? The board of the Homeless Services Network is actually all of the mayors and city commissioners throughout Central Florida. Yeah. I don't know who's going to actually show up. But when I leave you today from this recording session, I head downtown with my little pack to present this concept to them, hoping that at very least they'll support it and then extend the message through the channels that they're in.
I think it's always interesting to go into something like that with the, you have the buy-in of the people on the ground, but now you have to get the buy-in of the people who are part of this leadership group that helps guide and probably bring some good insight into how to work with the different organizations in town and figure things out and navigate things, but isn't necessarily on the ground.
Right. And that's actually more difficult because there's a greater distance between them and the actual cause. And that creates some difficulty sometimes. When I presented the concept for Rethink Homelessness to the same panel, mind you, different actual people, but similar roles in it, I was called out as bringing the stupidest idea that's ever existed into the room by one of the board members.
Wow.
It was really harsh. It was really harsh. He literally attacked me. And the rest of the board seemed like they were on board and didn't quite understand. And then one by one, they each stepped up and defended what I had presented. And this person ended up backing off of it. And then when I ran into this person in City Hall, like 2 months later, he said, hey, I've been meaning to talk to you. I want to bring you in to work with my group. So he wants to hire me to work with his team. I won't mention where he works, but he works for one of the largest timeshare companies in the world. So anyways, it was an interesting interaction. So I've got a little bit of a history with this group, and we'll see how they receive it. The thing is, there's no risk whatsoever from my perspective. This is a gift for my community. And truth be told, they don't know that I know that this group does not need this board's permission to do this communication campaign. Now, mind you, all decorum says
rubber stamp
that we've got to get their, and we want their approval for sure, but they should not be saying no to this if the leadership of HSN has said yes to it, because that's not governance, that's management. And I do nonprofit board retreats for a living. I know this. So I'm not going to push that at them. These are good people who are really trying to do good. And I really believe that when they see what I've created, they're going to be on board. They're going to like it. I hope so. I hope it, because I want to see this stuff come to life and I want to end youth homelessness. It's just really, it's a bad situation.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I hope this gives you a little bit of background on the work that Bob does in the community, often for free. You might think someone who is donating their ideas isn't spending the same amount of time and energy that they might on a paid project, but that's not the case with Bob. If anything, he's spending more of his time and his heart and his soul on projects like these that are important to him and to us. We'll let you know how it went in a future episode. Have a great day.